This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. A supermarket taking over a location from another supermarket. On its face, it's hardly the stuff of headlines, but if you followed the news out of Jamaica Plain in recent months, you can't deny it has been and continues to be a story.
To quickly review, Hi-Lo Foods had been an institution in JP's Hyde Square for more than 30 years, catering to the Latin American population of the neighborhood, as well as Latin Americans from across the region. Then in January, Hi-Lo owner Knapp Foods decided to close up shop. They signed a 20-year lease with Whole Foods to take over the space.
The community response has been intense, widespread, and diverse, with some community groups opposing the coming Whole Foods outright, others welcoming it with open arms, and still others staked out somewhere in between. Petitions, Facebook campaigns, demonstrations on the street, they've been going on for months with no end in sight, all over a business transaction that, on the books at least, is open and shut.
We'll hope to represent a range of opinion today, but first, Adam spoke earlier with Whole Foods Vice President for the North Atlantic region, Jim Hughes.
What's going on with the store in Hyde Square? What is the status? Are you actively moving in?
Well, we've started with the interior demolition a few weeks ago, and now we're in the process of assessing the needs to get the structure up to code. Building the store is kind of a long process.
I imagine. Have you put an opening date on the calendar yet?
No, we do not. We just got into the building recently.
And it's been reported that you have signed a 20-year lease with the building owner. Is that accurate?
Yes, we've signed a long-term lease with the building, and we're looking forward to be part of the neighborhood for a long time.
So how do you interpret the opposition, such as it is in the community, to the store?
I think we interpret, like, all of the feedback we've gotten around JP as being really a community that cares deeply about what happens in their backyard and is passionate about their neighborhoods. You know, change can be scary for some folks, and we really do look forward to being part of the community.
That said, if, and I recognize that this is a big if you became convinced that the majority of public opinion in the neighborhood was against your establishment setting up shop in JP, would you consider voluntarily removing yourself from the picture?
I don't think that's the case in Jamaica Plain. It's not been a discussion, anything that we've even contemplated. I mean, the outpouring of support in the community has been fantastic.
That's Whole Foods North Atlantic VP Jim Hughes. And we want to say that we have no reason to dispute what he has just said. There has been no vote, no reliable poll of JP residents on this issue. We do not pretend to know where the majority opinion lies. We only know what vocal residents on multiple sides of the issue have had to say, and we're going to speak with several of them right now. We also want to hear from you, listeners, if you live in the area, but also if you don't. If there's a Whole Foods in your neighborhood, what impact has it had? In the spectrum of corporate citizenry, do you consider Whole Foods one of the good guys, one of the bad guys? Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, or comment online at radioboston.org. Joining us now is the first of several guests we're going to hear from. They are Helen Matthews and Martha Rodriguez of the organization Whose Foods, Whose Community, which opposes the arrival of Whole Foods in Hyde Square. And they're the ones you heard chanting at the top of the segment. Welcome to Radio Boston, both of you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So lay it out for us. You know, legal issues, commercial issues aside, as residents of the Hyde Square area, why don't you want Whole Foods in your neighborhood?
Well, personally, as a resident of the Hyde Square area, I've been living in JP for 14 years. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mother of two kids, and I'm from a low-income family. And if Whole Foods was to come into a neighborhood, you know, a lot of the prices of rent and food are going to increase even more so than they already have. And a lot of families, such as myself, are going to be displaced.
What is your group demanding, Helen, that Whole Foods voluntarily step out or that government step in and find some way to stop this from happening?
Sure, we're demanding all of those things. We're demanding that elected officials speak out and pay attention to their constituencies. We're demanding that Whole Foods back out of the lease. We're demanding that Knapp Foods also listen to the neighborhood that it's been a part of for 40 years.
That's the owner of the building.
Right.
Right.
We're demanding that all of the power holders in this situation pay attention to especially the residents of Hyde Square. Hyde Square is roughly a 0.4 square mile area, mm-hmm. that is in a very vulnerable position right now. It Jamaica Plain is a patchwork of different populations, and it always has been. I mean, as long as I've been there, and I think for much longer than that, it's been a patchwork of different socioeconomic groups. And Hyde Square is predominantly low-income people of color, and we can look at some of the statistics that came out in the census recently. But that's the vulnerable population that's at risk of being displaced. Not just as individuals, but also as a population, through the coming of a store like Whole Foods, an upscale grocer.
Martha, let me ask you, why not simply vote with your feet? If you don't like Whole Foods, why not simply decline to shop there and patronize the other local businesses that are in the area, of which there are many?
Well, it's not about not shopping at Whole Foods. I personally don't have anything against Whole Foods as a business, as a franchise. It's not about the supermarket. It's about the changes that it's going to bring about. So even if I don't shop there, which most likely I won't be able to because I cannot afford it, not because I don't like the food, is, like I said, it's not about the supermarket. It's the changes that it's already bringing to the neighborhood and that will bring, you know, more so once they move in, if they do move in.
Helen, what makes you so confident about the connection that you're drawing between Whole Foods and less affluent neighbors eventually getting forced out of the area? There's no Whole Foods in the South End. There's no Whole Foods on Newbury Street, two areas in which real estate prices have gone up quite a lot since the 90s. And yet, so what makes you so confident of that connection?
Right. Well, what we can look at is some of the research that's been done across the country on a phenomenon that's been coined as the Whole Foods effect. The Whole Foods effect is basically the effect that Whole Foods is known to have on real estate prices, both commercial and residential, on the properties surrounding it. And you know, this is something that's been talked about by analysts, market analysts, and researchers, and realtors. And even the CEO of Whole Foods himself, John Mackey, for years. So there's really ample evidence that a Whole Foods at 415 Center Street would be a very risky proposition. And what we're really concerned about is that there was no community involvement at all in such a risky proposition before the lease was signed. Essentially, the neighborhood of Jamaica Plain learned about this in January after this discussion had been going on for probably months or years with between the Knapp Corporation and Whole Foods Market. So what we're concerned about is how risky of a proposition this is and how little the neighborhood has been able to be involved, and also the fact that Whole Foods has had absolutely no communication with our neighborhood or with Hyde Square in particular since they signed the lease.
Okay, so Martha and Helen, go ahead and hold that thought. We're going to go and get a very different perspective now. Steve Garfield started the Facebook group We Are All Whole Foods, which supports the arrival of the store. Steve, what's your basic argument? Why do you want a Whole Foods in your neighborhood?
Well, I love Whole Foods and shop at the Whole Foods in Dedham. And basically now, instead of having to drive down to Dedham, I can just walk a few blocks over to Whole Foods right in my neighborhood. I mean, it's a supermarket replacing a supermarket. I don't have anything against that.
Well, I'll ask you the same argument that I asked these folks from Whose Foods. Why get organized in the fashion that you have? Why not simply vote with your pocketbook when the time comes?
Well, the reason I made up the Facebook page was because the people who are against Whole Foods were getting way too much publicity based on how many people there are. And there's, you know, 30,000 people in Jamaica Plain, and if I had to guess what percentage, like you guys said, there's been no formal poll taken, but if 1,000 people are against it and 29,000 people are for it, that's a pretty big sway. So I just wanted to make up a little page where people who were in favor of it had a little outlet where they could say, you know, we're in favor of a supermarket coming into the area.
Let's get a call from one of those people. This is Julia calling from Hyde Square. Hi, Julia. You're a small business owner there?
Yes, I am. I've had a small business in Hyde Square for over 10 years. And in recent years, we've seen a lot of vacant storefronts, which is honestly, it's a little scary in terms of the recession. You know, we want our area to be vibrant, and this is our livelihood. Our small business is there, and we've put a lot of time and energy and money into Hyde Square. And when we found out that Whole Foods was opening, we were thrilled, basically because it's going to bring people and money into Hyde Square, and it's going to attract other businesses. This is such a good thing, and the people that are against it, their argument doesn't have any sort of logic at all. if they're saying that they're lamenting the loss of a Latin institutional supermarket, there are plenty of other storefronts in which to do that. And if they don't want to see a rise in property values displacing people, well, our landlady who owns the building that we have our business in, she's Latina, and why should she not have the increase in property values? It's like a very small vocal group of people speaking for people that don't want to be spoken for. It's ridiculous, and it's caused a huge division in Jamaica Plain.
Julia, I'll go ahead and ask you to hold that thought for the time being. I want to go and bring it back to the folks from Whose Foods and give them a chance to respond.
You know what? I've gone around the streets, you know, collecting signatures from people, and I'm Latina myself. I'm from Venezuela. I was born and raised there, and I go around and I talk to these people, and a lot of these people that I'm speaking for are the people who feel that, you know, they don't, like, people don't want us in that neighborhood. It's not our country. Therefore, the government and the people there, they want us out of there, and that they have made that very clear through the comments, through the blogs, that, you know, good riddance, let's just get, you know, rid of the rest of them.
Well, I think it's probably safe to say that there are a lot of people listening to this program right now who are eager to have Whole Foods, who don't want to see you people like you, Martha, leave the neighborhood. I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush with this program. Helen, do you want to weigh in?
Right. I think that a lot of people just simply don't understand the possible impact of a Whole Foods. A market analyst from Citigroup, who tracks Whole Foods, actually said that when Whole Foods opens up a store in a particular market, all of the real estate in the area gets a nice uplift. It could be a few percent to 10, 15, 20% in terms of real estate value. That's Greg Badishkanian, and that's actually, he said that in another NPR story. Mm-hmm. People need to understand what the possible impact is and how big of a risk this is. We're talking about a 20-year lease. We're talking about the face of Hyde Square and possibly JP at large changing during those 20 or more years that Whole Foods plans to reside in the area. So we're simply
really
saying that there's a better alternative.
I'm sorry. Steve Garfield from We Are All Whole Foods. Go ahead with your thought.
Like, how is this risky? They signing a 20-year lease and property values will probably go up. I think that's a good thing. I think homeowners want property values to rise. I'm a homeowner and I'm also a landlord, which means we have tenants. Okay, I like our tenants, and you know, they've been here for a number of years. We want our tenants to stay. Let's say my home value increases by 5-10%. I'm not necessarily going to raise the rent on my tenants. In fact, I'm going to probably keep the rent the same. So they're not going to be forced out. I'm going to keep them there. And I don't think all landlords are bad and are going to increase rents because their value increases. That's not an accurate statement.
Okay, well, that's the view from one landlord. I want to bring in someone who I think it's fair to say finds himself on the outside of either of these two points of view. Julio Ricardo Varela. Got it. Blogs on Latino issues here in Boston. He's a longtime customer of Hilo, and he's followed this controversy very closely the last few months. Julio, just very briefly, so that people know where you're coming from,
right,
tell us how your feelings about the coming JP Whole Foods have evolved.
Well, it started with the Boston Herald cover with Representative Sanchez, where it said "Food Fight," and
the state representative who's come out against Whole Foods,
who came out pretty forcefully at the beginning of this controversy. And as someone who attended college here in the '80s and has always gone to the Hilo, I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and so it was the only place where a lot of people went and got the products that were from their home. The Hilo is not just a supermarket. It's a cultural institution of Boston Latino community. And we need to make that very clear. And when things change, people feel sad. You know, people lost jobs. I, as a blogger journalist, was very interested in this because I'm an active member of Latinos in social media and in Being Latino on Facebook. And I have a wide readership that goes outside of Boston that looks at these issues of gentrification and the role of Latinos and where they stand in a society where they represent 1 in 6 of the country right now. So I've been following it religiously, reaching out to Whole Foods. They were very open at the beginning of this controversy. All of a sudden, they're not talking to anybody. I'm very disappointed that you couldn't get Whole Foods here live, because I have several questions for Whole Foods. You know, how many people did they interview? How many people did they hire? How many people were actually laid off from Hilo? The other fact that I have for them that I take issue with And it's a very simple question. I, as someone who looks for Latino, Latin American products in Boston, which are hard to find, I just asked them. I said, are you going to be carrying products from Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Colombia? And they basically said, well, if it meets our standards, we might. But for the people, and this is what I got, and it's on my blog, mm-hmm. and I have it on record. They said, but the people that are low income, we have the 365 brand.
Sure.
I went and looked at the 365 brand, and the ethnic foods that they have are tortillas and tortilla chips. Last time I checked, you know, not all Latinos are Mexican-American. So I got involved. I got statements from Councilor O'Malley, who was fabulous, Councilor Presley.
City councilors, Boston City councilors.
And president of the city council, Stephen Murphy. I've contacted Senator Chang Diaz. She's going to provide a statement. Representative Sanchez, I'm quite disappointed of the fact that he hasn't, and I've talked to his aides about four or five times. He doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know why. But so I'm committed as a blogger now because I have readers not only in JP but all over Boston and all over the world that are interested in the very same issues of displacement, gentrification, and there are certain issues. There are certain cultural subtle issues here that bring up the controversy. And, you know, I do think there's a subtle form of Latino displacement that, you know, we are the voiceless of this country and we're not going to put up with it.
Now, all of that said, you have nonetheless written that you feel that the Who's Foods campaign, which is the anti-Whole Foods campaign, is missing the mark a little bit.
Yes,
tell us
are.
About that.
Well, for a couple of reasons. I think there's a lack of transparency, and I'm not trying to be critical. I am being critical about it. I'm not trying to lessen this. When you compare it to JP for All, which is another webpage, the Facebook that sent up a petition drive, just like Who's Foods is setting up one right now, and also We Are a Whole Foods. Hi, Steve. Steve's a Twitter friend of mine. I think the biggest question a lot of residents have has to do with you claim that there are 1,000 signatures. You have 2,000. How many signatures do you have right now?
I guess I'll go ahead and let them answer that. Helen?
You know, the signatures are coming in every day, and they're being counted as we speak. I'm not personally involved in the project of counting signatures, so I can't speak on exactly. Another organizer. I believe that there's somewhere in the ballpark of 1,200 to 1,500 signatures.
Can we see that? Because I've asked your organization five times, and I'll tell you something. JP for All, I give them all the credit in the world because they tell you every day on their Facebook page, we got these many signatures. You can call them tomorrow. You can call. They're very accessible. Well, I'm just saying it's a question of transparency.
I think that's a very good question, and I think that the breakdown of the signatures is an important project. Everyone in this campaign is a volunteer doing this on their downtime, which is, you know,
sure.
few and far between, and people are certainly working on collecting, on entering all of that data into a database.
It does strike me as a fair question just because petitions are an indication of the depth of community support these various positions have, but I don't want to get bogged down into those kinds of details right now. So, Ricardo, another thing that, I'm sorry.
Julio, it's fine.
Your middle name is Ricardo, sorry.
That's fine.
So, Julio, you've also written that you thought that maybe some of the energy that has been directed into the Whose Foods campaign, rather, could be directed into other things that could help to establish what people used to call a Latin quarter in Hyde Square, and some people still do.
Yes, I think this is a missed opportunity for anyone that's against Whole Foods. This is an opportunity to transform Hyde Square into the true Latin quarter that it can be and will be, and add a diversity of Boston that would make it a shining example of a Latino community that could be a model and a testament to the rest of this country to show that immigrants have come in here, worked hard, have broken stereotypes, have broken, you know, a lot of things of what people think about Latinos in this country. And the negative energy could easily be transformed into a transformation of a Latin quarter. The city's behind it. A Latino grocer wants to go into the market's going to correct itself. So I think there's a lot of issues here that just saying no to Whole Foods is lacking vision. And I'm looking at this from an outside perspective, really trying to stay objective. But as a blogger, I still have my own opinions because I don't work for a major news organization.
Well, certainly that's the response that we've seen from the city, where the mayor's office has basically expressed some degree of displeasure with how this has all gone down, but said it's going to happen, and you know we need to put our efforts into fostering other Latin businesses in the area, right. And that's their line anyway. Let's go ahead and whip through a couple of calls here. Jennifer is calling from JP. Hi, Jennifer. Where do you weigh in on all this?
Well, thanks for taking the call. I have to say, I find this discussion oddly ludicrous, all respect to the participants. It's the gentleman who sold his, you know, the market. He's made a business decision. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he himself is now making his own profit. And, you know, I don't know what is expected for, you know, to not have Whole Foods, which, you know, brings in local produce, which supports much more the local farms. I've been in JP for over 25 years. I lived in Hyde Park 20 years ago until I moved to the other side of JP. And, you know, Hilo was not the cheapest market to go to. I would frankly drive to another one in Somerville because it's cheaper. And I respect the opportunities that in essence, for the Latino market to be strengthened. But I don't get behind the Hilo. I don't. And I don't understand, having lived there for 25 years, watching Hyde Square go through all kinds of changes, to not just, you know, work towards betterment and better changes for the business community.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to go ahead and stop you there, and we're going to bring in David from JP. Hi, David. Where do you weigh in?
Living in JP for 33 years, which makes me a newcomer, if you really understand the community. And I happen to be a homeowner, and I sometimes shop at Whole Foods. They have the one in Brighton because mm-hmm. I like some of the produce. But my personal convenience and the value, and a little more value in my house, is worth a lot less than living in the type of community I would like to continue to live in, which is diverse, and it's been difficult to keep it diverse. People have had to struggle to keep affordable housing in this neighborhood. It's been a long struggle, 30 years plus.
Sure.
And it is a fact that Whole Foods drives up property values, will make it more difficult for low-income people to live there. It's as simple as that. I want to live in a diverse community, and Whole Foods will hurt that.
I got you, David. Okay, so this gets into what we're really talking about here, guys. This is whole thing is emblematic of more than just one grocery store right. in one neighborhood. It's about the future of cities, I think, right. and how urban communities are going to change as people, frankly, with money, come back into the urban core. Right. So let me kind of postulate something for you guys and have you react. It's manifestly true, right, that white flight was in some bad for city centers, right? In inner suburbs like JP. It made space for immigrants and for other communities to grow, of course, but the people with the power and the influence went away and took the money and the attention and the political access with them, right. and the schools and the infrastructure and all the other public amenities suffered. So if we can, and you're all shaking your heads, if we can agree that white flight was bad, why would it not logically follow that reverse white flight, as we're seeing it in a place like JP, as we can see in the census numbers that just came out? Why would it not follow that that wouldn't be good in some way? And what's more emblematic of reverse white flight than a big fat Whole Foods getting dropped down in your neighborhood? Helen from Whose Foods?
Certainly, it is emblematic of a sort of reverse white flight. It makes a statement to the neighborhood that the neighborhood is changing. And what's wrong with that is that we want a diverse Jamaica Plain. That's simply what it is. We don't want to see anyone have to leave their home or any population be displaced unwillingly. We want to see a diverse Jamaica Plain, and I think that's the reason. You know, people speak about revitalization. People say that, you know, more money, more white folks with money coming in is somehow revitalizing. What revitalizes a neighborhood isn't newcomers with money or corporations, multinational corporations. What revitalizes a neighborhood is the investment of neighbors. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for neighborhood investment in creating exactly the visions that Julio was speaking of. In fact, there's going to be a visioning forum that some neighbors are organizing in mm-hmm. the coming mm-hmm. weeks on what are the visions for 415 Center Street? What would be better for that space? And how can our neighborhood be involved in shaping its own future?
But why not? Why focus on 415 Center Street? Why don't you just focus on Hyde Square?
I think that people are focusing on many things. I personally am working very hard towards creating affordable housing in Jamaica Plain at large. But I think that the impact of one of the largest retail spaces on such a central artery in mm-hmm. our neighborhood is going to be so large that it's really worth our effort and our yeah, concentration right now.
Julio, my basic question, reverse white flight,
yeah, and I don't,
can anything good come of it?
Yes and no. I think, like I said, you mentioned the latest census reports, 1 in 6 of every American citizen.
And then just looking at JP.
And JP.
Still a very strong Latino enclave.
Right. And so my thinking is, sure, you can have reverse white flight, but the rules have changed. The rules have changed. You have people that have lived and that have created families in JP during the quote-unquote white flight. You go down Hyde Square, I speak more Spanish than I do English. I've not, you know, that's just, it feels like home. There's a cultural connection. There's it feels like a part of Boston that is lacking more diversity. People, reverse white flight, excellent. But I think people need to realize that the underrepresented and the underserved are not going to lay down this time. And I do respect what Jose Foods and what the Latino activists have done. I just think that the focus is a little bit misguided.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I live in Central Square in Cambridge, and I think it's manifestly a very, very, very diverse
right.
community. Right around the corner from the Prospect Street Whole Foods is where my apartment is. And yet, I can barely afford to live there. The only reason it's diverse is because of the presence of public housing and subsidized housing. That said, there it is. And there is an abundance of public and subsidized housing in Hyde Square. Won't that maintain some degree of income balance in the community no matter what? And isn't that the main lever of power that policymakers have to try to control neighborhoods and to keep them balanced?
Well, I think so. But at the same time, what's kind of a little bit ugly about this campaign that I just want to make my last point is that there is sort of this subtle antagonism towards immigrants and Latino immigrants in general. And I agree with Martha with the fact that the comments that I've read for all, if you look at The Patch, if you look at Universal Hub, if you look at The Globe, The Herald, I mean, they've eliminated comments that were pretty bad. So I do think that there is this feeling of this neighborhood, you know, you can keep the public housing, mm-hmm. but this isn't 1972 anymore. This is 2011, and the Latino community is here to stay in Boston. It's here to grow in Boston, and they are part of the table right now. And I sometimes feel from the pro-Whole Foods stance that some of that comes away as, well, there goes those crazy Latinos being passionate and hot. And that really disturbs me because it's more than a supermarket that got lost here. And I understand a small business owner, but it's more than a supermarket. And just admit it. And move on.
Well, we're going to have to go ahead and move on right now. Unfortunately, there's a lot to say, and I hope that we were able to get everybody's opinions represented as well as can be done in a forum like this. But thank you so much, everyone,
thank
for
you.
Participating.
Thank you,
Helen Matthews and Martha Rodriguez of Whose Food, Steve Garfield, founder of We Are All Whole Foods Group on Facebook, Julio Ricardo Varela. I got it. Blogs at julioarvarela.com. We'll be back after a short break. Up next, are we Passover food? Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. I came in here for a special offer.